Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Time, 97.1 DGS. Happy Friday. I know I'm not a programmer, but am I the only one that thinks the Sheen Vane Minute should be expanded to 3 hours and replace Kilmeade?
Yeah.
It's a much broader appeal.
I think we were all thinking that.
All right, I'm first to say it then.
I mean, if they can get Sheen on board. I'm not opposed to a Vane show. I just don't know if we can get Sheen to do it.
I'll say right now, Steve Moore, I'm willing to leave the DGS and do a 3-hour Vane show from 9 a.m. to noon.
That's a big man.
Yeah.
Kilmeade is quaking in his boots right now.
Yeah. Let's see him do Vanes. I don't see it.
I think there's only one person that could do Vanes.
Yeah. I think we all know who that is.
Duh.
So
you got blue ones. Red ones.
Easy.
It's either you or Shane. Or Sheen.
Shane Vane.
It's either you or my friend Shane.
Sheen.
Yeah, Shane Sheen from the Sheen Vane Institute.
Sheen should just change the name to Shane. Shane Vane, shut up. It's too easy. I'm Sheen Shane with the main vein. Welcome to my show. I listened to that.
I would too.
She saw Sheen Shane collecting seashells by the seashore.
You just keep the same stupid format Brian does, the big three. It's like the big three Vane things each hour. You know?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Vanes still supposed to be inside your body.
Yeah, look.
Last I heard.
Top three. Number three. Is this vein too big? Number two. This one too small? Number three. I can't find one.
It's just about his own veins?
Just, I don't know.
Any vein story.
Right? There's
Spider.
An hour. There's
oh.
hour two.
Main.
There's our first show.
I actually have a
rinse
fun,
and repeat.
A not so fun fact about spider veins.
Oh, good. Are there fun facts about spider veins?
So if a lot of times women will have them show up on their legs and they're unseemly, they want to get rid of them. The best way to get rid of them is to go to the doctor and they will inject like a serum into your leg. And apparently it's horribly painful, but it works out great. So ladies, just so you know.
Know who'd know what, about that?
Sheen Vane.
Shane Vane.
Yeah. What does the serum do?
It just kind of like lightens them.
Releases spiders.
I think it's actually just like
real spiders.
A saline solution, but it can reduce the appearance. So I saw it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You know what causes those kind of veins? I think you got hundreds of spiders under your skin. We're going to need to remove those.
Unfortunately.
Was he not just listening?
Yeah.
What?
Dave just.
I just made a spider joke.
I know. I was.
He just did it.
I was going
he
with you.
He was improving
you.
Upon God. It, Dave.
Yeah.
It was
right.
Building.
Yeah. Me and him.
Thank God.
The dynamic duo. It's me and you, Dave.
Right, you
I know this
built-
isn't your problem, but I need advice.
Sure.
Tomorrow morning at 10:40 a.m., I'm doing the IndyCar ride-along. Do I bring nunchucks or not?
I can't believe he's asking
that's
us that question.
That's a silly question. You're right. I bring them.
Hold it.
Right? Let them just fly through the wind.
Do your cheeseburger gimmick. but keep it in your pocket until you're going and then be like, hey, have you ever seen this one? You'll be the first one to ever
first
do it.
First one ever.
Talk about, you know, we talk about it all the time. 6 billion people on the planet, all, you know, been around for either millions or thousands of years, depending on however
you
look at it.
Yep.
And
no one's ever done
the cheeseburger gimmick out of a
The greatest stunt would be if I could somehow get a tiny version of the helmet on my fist so that it looks like the hamburger's wearing a helmet too.
Yes, yes.
I just hold it right next to my helmet.
You think he puts it in the wall right then? Just like this, all right, this is over.
Just to see the hamburger smash into the wall.
Just to get you out of the car.
There's ketchup on the wall.
Like, we're done here.
A lot more than ketchup.
The driver lost two legs. Dave Glover lost a hamburger.
I have a real question for you. How do you How do you do 3 hours of Annie and then just...
I don't.
Stride over to here.
I don't. I do the news.
There's
the
such
top
different
of the hour.
Vibes. No, yeah. I see you. You're in here talking and doing make-em-ups and headstands.
You're right. No, I do. I talk with Annie a lot, but Annie does a lot of
talk
of interviews and stuff on her own. I don't participate in every segment of every show, so I can
you still got something left.
I can keep some in the tank for the afternoon.
For the Shane Vane hour.
That's right. Shane Sheen.
Shane Sheen.
You gonna be my co-host Shane for the Vane. Shane Vane?
Shane Sheen.
Yeah. The Dave Glover Vane show.
I think we should just change the name of the show to You Got Vanes.
Can you, I mean, I'm picturing marketing like shirts, hats, Vane mug.
Make a hell of a koozie.
Oh, you guys remember the like blood clot mm-hmm. that the guy coughed up in the shape of the vein not too long ago?
That was pretty neat.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That was my favorite thing that's happened in the past year.
There's nothing cool about blood clots, guys.
When it's in the shape of a cool vein, it's pretty awesome.
I have to disagree as well. I had a bad moment this morning on television. I was flipping around, and I hit Fox News just in time to hear Steve Ass Clown Ducey go, "One, here's Scott Stapp with his brand new song." And I'm oh, God, oh, God, hit the recall button. So I hit last channel, and it went over to Morning Joe about to introduce Meatloaf.
God.
Okay. I guess you guys didn't want me to watch TV this morning.
You know,
Scott Stapp, I watched about 30 seconds of it.
Oh.
I mean, he's richer than me. But
I know. I saw it. I just don't like it.
There's the blood clot.
He's so...
I miss whenever you were dominating the news cycle, blood clotty. Love that thing.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, go ahead. Go back to...
No, you please. That's fine.
When they showed Scott Stapp, was he in studio, but was his hair also blowing?
Scott Stapp is to the music industry what Steve Ducey is to the news industry.
Well said.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know his job is not... to editorialize or be a personality, Peter Ducey, his son. But when I see Peter Ducey covering a story for Fox News, I think he does a great job. I think he is...
He's fine.
I think he's solid.
Although yesterday I saw him walk out of the corn.
Yeah, the Field of Dreams
bit.
Literally every reporter that covered that story did the walk out
they
of the corn
move. They should
stop. I agree, but yeah.
You know, they're doing an actual baseball game there next year.
Yeah.
The Yankees-Boston game or something like that.
Yeah, they're putting in a bunch of seats. Okay.
I also heard something really interesting on the Mark Cox show today. Mark sounded sad. He sounded legit sad. I could be wrong. Okay. But I'm not used to hearing sad Mark Cox. And
something bad happened in Kentucky?
No. I think they're taking crap for being too liberal or having too many liberal guests.
What?
Mark
and
Cox?
Primarily Chris Wallace.
Oh, you know what?
Who
okay.
I look forward to
I heard
every
part of that.
Week.
I didn't hear what started that conversation, but I heard him. I heard that.
Trisha was talking about, like we talk about a lot, that, well, you know, there are a lot of people out there that you just can't say one bad thing about Trump. And I'm in my car just thinking, okay, this has officially gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's one thing to crap all over the DGS because we don't carry water for Trump. That's fine. Fair game. Mark Cox? When the Mark Cox show is too liberal for you because Chris Wallace is on it? That really, honestly, when Chris Wallace is too liberal, not for your taste, not too liberal for you to agree with, but too liberal for you to stomach.
Well, when the extreme right kicked Glenn Beck out of the club, I mean, at that point.
Really true.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
It's almost like the inverse social justice warrior, but this is on the conservative side.
Two sides of the same
coin.
Yeah,
it's just like nothing you do is good enough because I need something this particular way and you're never going to measure up, so.
It's absolutely true. On the other side, the left side of that coin is you don't support women enough. You don't support LGBT enough. You don't support illegal immigrants enough. You don't have a neutral enough carbon footprint. You're never, ever going to satisfy them. And if you say, oh, yeah, I completely believe in climate change. I completely believe it's man-made, but I'm not really in favor of like a carbon tax. You are dead to that person. But that's just completely silly and unreasonable. The same way that someone is giving Mark Cox crap for having a 5-minute interview every week with the host of Fox News Sunday.
Kind of ties in with this story that's been floating around the news. I love the Queer Eye reboot that's on Netflix.
I love this story.
And it's so great. And one of the guys on the show, his name is Karamo Brown, is going to be on Dancing with the Stars with Sean Spicer. I don't believe they're dancing together, but that would be kind of awesome.
It's a long season.
He was doing red carpet and someone asked about Spicy and he was like, oh, he seems like a really nice guy. And the internet crushed him.
Yeah.
Oh, Karamo, how can you say this? Oh, he's evil. I can't believe you're even doing the show with him. You've disappointed me so much. He finally shot back the other day and was like, hey, guys, guess what? I'm excited to have a calm, respectful conversation with Sean Spicer about the things we disagree on. I'm excited to reach out and cross that bridge and the two of us can reach an understanding and I can learn from the situation. And that's still not good enough for some people.
No, I wrote it down on my sheet. I saw that story. When someone is saying, when you meet someone face to face, you can learn from them and you can have some sort of learning process and the both of you can grow, and people crap on you for that.
Yeah. How is that the wrong thing to say?
Ever. How is that ever the wrong thing to say?
I don't know. When you're on a high horse, I think it originally starts out with good intentions. Like, no, I don't want to associate with Sean Spicer because I completely disagree with everything he stands for, blah, blah, blah. Fair enough. But then when you take it to a point where you believe he should be publicly snubbed, that no one should ever have a kind word to say about him, that no one should ever take the high road and, you know, say, I'm excited to get to know the guy. Whenever you shut down people who are just trying to be kind and inclusive, you really need to look at yourself and question what your intentions are now. Because now it seems like you're just trying to be as oppressive as the people who you claim you're railing against.
Like yesterday on the Think Tank, we had Stacey Washington from Stacey on the Right. We had Michael Butler, the recorder of Deeds in the City, who's very liberal, very, you know, much down with the Democrat
agenda.
And the two of them just went at it for an hour and a half. And then shook hands, traded business cards, and they're going to get together.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get together with them. And they're going to try to do something together to help the city. That's the way it's supposed to go.
That's amazing.
Is you cross swords and you do your best to out-debate and out-think and out-logic the other person. And then at the end, you trade business cards and you say, let's go do something together and try and find common ground.
We see that all the time with Tim Jones and Mike Colonna.
Yeah.
Two very different men who can
Wiggins
have,
and Sue.
Who can spar on the air, but then have a friendship off of it and are willing to work together on things.
I'm a big fan of Michael Butler. I think I don't agree with almost a single one of his political views, but I think his heart's in the right place. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's doing the right thing. I think he's the kind of guy you do want in government representing people because he's doing it for the right reasons. And he will listen.
And you know that by listening to him.
Yeah.
And if you absolutely. Were to shut yourself off to him, you wouldn't think that.
He's been on the Weekend Report several times. He's great. He's a good guy.
Man, if you listen to that Think Tank yesterday, their blood was boiling. They were hot. And it wasn't an act. They were really, they were fighting. But the minute that mic went off and the whole thing was over, they were shaking hands. Yeah. It was really... You
that's
didn't get to see
exactly
that part.
When I started screaming.
Yeah, Dave got
mad. As
soon
as they made
got,
up, I lost my head.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear what he said about you? Why are you shaking his hand?
Stacey, you put that business card away.
Burn it.
Slapped it
Burn
right
his
over
business
hand.
Card right in his face.
I saw on, again on Fox News this morning, remember Antonio Sabato Jr.? Kind of a heartthrob from like the 80s or 90s.
Oh, yeah.
He is straight up nuts. He is insane, but they did this story.
We booked him, and then he boofed us.
Did he?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
He boofed.
No, me on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
My weekend show. Not anything you're gonna care about. But yeah, so screw that
guy. A lot of mentions at the weekend.
I know, right? It's tomorrow.
Is he still cute though?
Hello, this is the Vane Show.
How did I know you were gonna talk about Anthony Sabato Jr.? When would I ever have another chance to tell that story?
He's been waiting for that plug all day.
This was months ago.
You guys should look this up. There is a program called Best Buddies where people of note, like I guess Antonio used to be or is.
Wasn't he on a soap opera?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
He was buddied up with a young guy that has Down syndrome, and he was honored for his work. And a bunch of people went online and crushed the charity, Best Buddies, saying it is not okay with us that you are including Republicans.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And what they should have said is, don't let this nut bar be with any kid because he's nuts. But, I mean, the fact that he's Republican, for love, come on.
All right.
This is really where we are, that a charity that helps kids with disabilities.
Well, the Chris Pratt shirt.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like a charity shirt, and it was the Don't Tread on Me flag, but it was for a charity, and people were like, well, we got to cancel Chris Pratt because of that, and it was a charity shirt.
Are they really saying it would be better for this disabled young man to not have someone in his life helping him out than it would be to have someone who supports him?
They're saying you can find a non-Republican.
The Women's Walk? If you are a Republican, pro-life woman, we don't want you here. Remember that happened?
Right. Welcome back, 330 DGS. So I've been giving the musical lineup wrong for Midwest Wing Fest.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah. I'm not opening up for the Well Hungarians. Van Halen's opening up for me. So,
all right.
No, I'm opening up, but it's David Lee Roth. They're only going to play the acoustic version of Girl, You Got Me Now, over and over. We should do that, Ernie, Tony, and you should sing it.
Please.
We are opening up for Jake Schaefer.
We got to get you that.
A Nashville performer. And Steel Creek is opening up for the Well Hungarians on Saturday. I'll be there both nights. I'm just going to stay at St. Clair Square.
Somebody told me that we were giving away Midwest Wingfest VIP tickets every day next week.
So. Nice.
Just throwing it out there.
Or you could just go buy them.
Yeah, go to 971talk.com/events to buy them. $45 for Friday night when Dave's band plays. And you get unlimited beer and wings and Dave Glover.
From Dandy Inn, which you cannot get. Where else can you get Dandy Inn wings and Jimmy Griffin?
Nowhere.
I mean, maybe Dandy Inn, I don't know.
Maybe if you and Jimmy Griffin broke into the old Dandy Inn and fired up the fryers.
Which we are not above. What do you guys think? I had a really nice, great, awesome conversation last night with Nick and Phoebe. This is her first week in high school and just hearing all about it and stuff. What do you guys, it's different for every person, but what do you think is the hardest age? Doesn't have to be teen. It could be 38. Like, what do you think is the hardest age?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a great question.
How old are you in seventh grade?
That's what I was going to say.
13.
12, seventh 12. Grade.
I would say seventh grade. 12, 13.
Or whenever that first middle school grade is. Because it varies.
Sixth grade for some people.
Yeah.
Mine was seventh, but that was the second grade of middle school. So, I think seventh grade was, 12, 13.
I think that's hard. I also really struggled in my early 20s and mid-20s just to try to figure out who I was. I feel like I a lot of times acted in a way that I thought I was supposed to act instead of being true to myself.
You know what? I think we're getting somewhere in this. I think because I don't disagree with you, and I can tell you that being in your early 50s, you go through it again when you're like, wow, was this really it? Like, this is okay. All right, then. Okay, let's run the clock out on this one. And I just wonder, like, if you get to an age in your 60s or 70s where most people, because certainly some people do, where most people go, okay, this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm just going to enjoy my life. But like seventh grade, you're starting over in your early 20s. Now it's like, do I really like going out and getting wasted and throwing up? I'm not sure I like this, but I'm going to do it for another few years. And I don't like doing that, but who am I if I don't do that? And my friends are still doing it. And then, you know, you just keep reinventing yourself.
It's true.
Or maybe being expected to somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, now
I think you could make the argument that, I mean, you can, every phase of life has its own set of difficulties. You know, like for me, it was my mid 20s when I had our first kid. We were in debt, out of this world, two broken down cars. But like, now I look back at that stuff, and I would give anything to go back to that. And it was horrible.
Now you're interviewing Antonio Sabato Jr. No. on your very own show.
No, he's canceling.
Oh, sorry.
He canceled on him.
No, he so, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a hard question, because I think that every phase of life has a lot of challenges.
You know, it makes me happy and proud. Maybe it shouldn't, but it does. I've made a really good living making fun of my childhood, you know, doing the DGS lives and the stand up and the monkey mask, and never went to a pool, never went roller skating kind of thing. But it's all true. I mean, that was my childhood. I loved it, but it was very cloistered. Tonight, Phoebe is going to a mixer at SLU High School.
Ooh.
And it's like, are you kidding me? I would have imploded.
I would be nervous going to a mixer at SLU High School now.
Right. Like, just
as
like
extremely
mixed. She and a couple of her buddies are getting dropped off and going to a mixer and going to meet boys and they'll come back. It's like, I'm very proud that I've been able to give her a childhood I didn't have. Now, will she have a better one than me? I don't know. Maybe me running around in a monkey mask in my girlfriend's shoes was better, but it's very, very different.
They say the happiest stage of life is...
You don't like mixers?
I don't like those SLU boys.
Mm. Oh, really?
You heard what I heard, huh?
I don't like those SLU
boys. You don't know about the St. Dominic girl, so...
Remember the photo of the Priory guys from the dance?
Yes.
Amazing.
Pulled a picture of a bunch of boys from the Priory website. Whew. My goodness gracious.
I remember we played...
I would have been big man on campus there.
We played SLU
and
football.
With the monkey mask.
and the ballet shoes.
I would have been captain of the football
heck
team.
Yeah. We played them in football when I was in high school.
This is what you're basing it on?
Yeah. And their crowd was chanting, God's on our side.
Whoa, that's
God's
weird.
God's on our side.
Yeah.
And we kicked the snot out of them. So, God...
Where's
it's
your
bad
God
at
now?
Football. Yeah, where's your God now?
Your God
is dead.
He
stinks at football.
Wow.
Were you there when
Did
Tim
you guys
Convey
chant that?
Was there?
Didn't like that.
Yeah, so Tim is about your age.
No, Tim's younger than me.
Oh, okay.
You looked really disappointed when you said that. No, he's younger
I didn't get
than
to
me. I mean, I appreciate you thinking that I was as young as Tim, but I'm not.
Well, you know, maybe that four-year gap would include it, but maybe not.
I have another question.
I don't know. I don't think so, though.
This is going to be a wide-open show today. Just get used to it.
Can't.
This is a question that Nick asked Phoebe last night. If you could see a ghost, absolutely, positively, no doubt in your mind, that would convince you like me, an agnostic, wow, I don't know who's in charge of it, but there's an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a ghost. Would you say, yes, bring it on, I want to see it, or nope, no way. Way too scary. Can I
say
one thing? Tony is mostly doing the show today non-verbally. He is making a lot of faces over there.
Well,
he's just looking at me like this.
There are questions, aren't there?
There's other people in the room, and I didn't want to jump right in with a... I'd love to see the ghost.
You're only going to jump in if it's about your show? Did you deal with this in the Weekend
God.
Report?
I will never bring it up again.
Is that what it is?
You know, I promise.
My partner Chris Arps in the Weekend Report.
I promise.
Saw a ghost of Antonio Sabato Jr.
I will never mention it again. But no, I just feel like there's other people in the room and I didn't want to
go ahead.
Answer another question. I'd love to see the ghost.
Even if it's scary.
Yes.
Would it change your beliefs, though?
It would confirm my beliefs.
Yeah.
What about SLU's God?
Well, he's not good at football.
Rich?
I would only want to see the ghost if I could record him for the Halloween show, for this show, because I'm always thinking of ways to improve the program.
Yeah.
But
you're not wasting all your time on a weekend show.
No. But on a personal note, hell no, I don't want to see the ghost. I want the ghost to leave me alone.
Even if it were like your sweet grandmother who showed up and said,
Rach. You said it would be scary.
No, I said if it had the chance of being scary.
Then if there's a chance, then no. I don't want to see it. I get freaked out. I don't want anything to do with that sort of thing, honestly. Every time we do a seance or something for Halloween, I get really nervous. I don't want anything
following
me home.
You really don't seem like you want to go to the Sally House this year.
I don't.
Is it because you have to stay in a bed and breakfast with Wiggins?
Well, I don't. That's part of it.
You know what? I'm not even kidding. We're going to go to the Sally House. One of the most haunted homes in America where everyone sees her experiences something. They were going across the street to a bed and breakfast, and we have to sleep with Wiggins. You know they have like shared bathrooms. He wears a wee willy winky and a hat. And he's going to come through the hallways with a candle or something.
We have to share bathrooms?
That's a bed and breakfast.
I'm not doing that. I'm staying at a hotel. Or I'll drive back. I don't care.
I'm not worried about the bathrooms. I don't want to share a bed with you guys.
There he goes.
I don't think that's part of it.
Literally vintage, never going to happen.
Vintage Wiggins.
No, I don't really want to stay at this Harry's house.
I'm just putting this out there.
Just like the big bed in Willy Wonka. That all of grandparents.
Grandpa.
Gross. No, I don't want to go to the Sally house. I will for the show. Every year, I just kind of put my personal feelings aside for Halloween because it's part of my job and I want the show to be good. But as little as I know about the Sally house, I have a perhaps irrational fear of something following me back to my home. I think part of that is I was raised Christian and it was always like stay away from that kind of stuff. Christians aren't supposed to mess with that.
I get it.
And if you dabble in it, it's kind of an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So it freaks me out. I think it'll probably be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have a little bit of hesitation when it comes to that.
Would you rather go to the Sally house, have a real experience and be scared to death, or have to sleep in the same room as Wiggins when it's over?
And share a bathroom.
Probably the Sally house thing.
Walking on him pooping.
You know what? I'll see any
somebody's
ghost
in here,
you
somebody's
throw
in
at
here.
Me. Give me the scariest ghost ever.
Occupied, yeah. It's occupied! I'm talking like exorcist scary. I don't want to walk in on the corn maker.
Oh.
Forgot to lock it.
The corn maker being a nickname for me.
I'll sell my soul to the devil at that point. Who cares? At that point, anything to avoid that. Oh. Forget everything I just said.
I think Sue Thomas literally almost threw up in her mouth.
Oh. I am drawing a line in this bed. You cannot cross it.
Speaking of hauntings and things, maybe we should wait until the next segment, but I heard that people are just chucking dead bodies all over the place.
There's a tease right there. When we come back, it's not a graveyard.
No.
It's where Civil War bodies were thrown willy to the nilly back in the day. I could make the greatest rock station ever. Don't you guys feel like that with your genre? Like if you gave me 500 rock songs, I could go through and pick 300 of them that wouldn't be obvious, you know, like the same ones in case you play.
Mm.
And I feel like I could make a station people be like, oh my God,
I love this. That's why it's fun to like get on like iTunes or whatever and make playlists because you're like making your own little
to give
radio
it a
station.
Girl.
Did you say if you were provided with 500 songs, you could pick the best 300?
Hey, why don't you shut up?
I could probably do that too.
That's a pretty neat talent.
Well, I mean, that's all programmers do. They don't write them.
I know.
Wait.
It was just
the
funny
radio
the
station people
up.
Don't write those songs?
I know. I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
I thought someone was performing it anew every time it played.
Coming up in the 4 p.m. hour, we're going to play for you the horrific EVP that they got from the Sally house. These guys haven't heard. We'll do that coming up in 4. But why do that now when we have an in-house haunting? Evidently, according to Taliban's best friend, Ryan, they talk every day.
Mm-hmm.
You live not on a Civil War battlefield, but a Civil War where they chucked the bodies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is like this is like a known thing. This is an actual quantity. It's in the book.
Who's
that
it
I
known
gave
by?
Ryan. It was, well, this book was written by our friend Troy Taylor.
Okay.
And the
is there
story,
a picture of you in it?
I've known about the story for, I mean, my whole life. I've known about it because I've lived.
Is it literally your yard?
It's not to give too much away, but the road upon which is supposedly haunted.
Good grammar.
I live very nearest upon the road.
Yes.
Somebody write that down.
Nearest
is,
upon the
is
road.
Where is where I live. And so this road, it was where you dumped like. So the Civil War prisons in Alton.
It's where the bodies hit the floor.
It's where the bodies hit the floor. These prisons were, they had horrible conditions, overcrowding, malnourishment, and disease just would wipe people out. And that's what it did. It just wiped through this prison. They had nowhere to throw them. It's a big part of why Alton is so haunted, is because bricks from that prison were taken and used to build all kinds of buildings all over the place. And a big spot for dumping these bodies they just wheel them out to what at that point was just the woods and would just chuck them into the woods and drive off.
So they were never buried?
No, they were never buried. They were just thrown because they were prisoners of war. They didn't care about them. They weren't interested in them. They would chuck them out. There's also supposedly that island that's up the river road.
Smallpox Island.
Smallpox Island, where they'd send the prisoners who had smallpox so that they wouldn't keep having these situations where they just lose the entire prison to one guy with a cough and have to keep dumping bodies in the woods.
And how close do you live to where this is supposed to have happened?
Feet.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrifying. I like to
go to your house.
I like to walk around
it's
my
two for one. You got the chupacabra, and the
mean neighbor.
Yes, the mean neighbor who you challenged.
And don't make fun of me for this because it was really scary for a few months there. I had a weird suspicion that I was possessed by a demon a couple of years ago.
Oh, I love you.
Because weird things would... So there would be like...
Was it a real dumb demon?
No. So, okay. Just weird things would happen to me. I would wake up in the middle of the night, right? Like weird... Like not like a... not in an exorcist way, but in like a passenger way. Like it's...
Dave,
follow,
he
like
said
it's,
don't make fun of him.
It's attached to me. There would be these little things, these little pieces of gunk or whatever on tables that I would sit at sometimes.
Demon
that would
gunk?
Seem to just... Maybe. Mm-hmm. That would seem to just materialize. And I thought I remembered reading...
Boogers?
Kind of like boogers. And I thought I remembered reading once that that was like a sign that...
That you need to take a shower.
That no, that demonic presence was there. And what? Like, it was
demon
like...
Book.
It was a scary thing for like a month. I was
okay, were,
kind of convinced.
Were the demon boogers your main sign or just an auxiliary sign?
There was a couple other signs. I don't exactly remember what some of the other signs were. Like dogs barking at me, you know, that kind of thing. Like just, but in a weird way, like in a mean way.
Did you feel like angry and possessed?
It didn't feel like it had any control over me more that it, like I said, like it was traveling with me. Like it had attached itself to me
temporarily.
Like a parasite.
Yeah.
Made
like
it go
it wasn't
away.
Really doing, I mean, it probably never happened in the first place because eventually I just kind of forgot about it.
Now tell me my impression
well,
of him is
not spot on.
Well,
I have news for you. The demon is here. Come on in.
Yeah, like...
Pazuzu.
I was like...
I mean, eventually, because eventually I just forgot about it.
I got scared for a while, and then I convinced myself, you know, I'm probably not possessed by a demon. And then I kind of just forgot about it. Nothing's...
Oh, this is great. Another demon burger.
I'm doing fine so far. So.
This is just exactly what I needed in my life. So, I have an overwhelming urge to put food in a drawer and just leave it there till a later time when it's not nearly as good.
I remember
so you know that everybody's listening and saying that you just mentally did this to yourself and then once you forgot about it, it went away because you just weren't mentally doing
yes,
it to
that's
yourself
what I'm
anymore.
Saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It was a placebo demon.
But it wasn't ever a demon.
Yes. I'm not. I'm sorry. To start this, I wasn't trying to claim that I've been possessed by a demon. I was claiming...
That's exactly what you said.
Man, I had this really messed up thing where I thought I was possessed by a demon.
Okay.
I convinced myself
that
I was being haunted.
Taliban, I am your passenger. You will obey me. Your jeans are way too tight. I can totally see your butt. Make them slacker in the back. You're not eating enough.
So I will walk around my neighborhood. Who doesn't? Who doesn't enjoy a nice walk from time to time? And I won't
take the demon out.
He's got
for a spin.
Us. He's got us hooked now. We're all relating to him.
Take the demon out.
I like walks.
Wait,
I'm sure
a
whatever
sec-
he says next,
wait
I'll like too.
Second.
I've got one of those invisible leash things. Like that's like that. I'm like this is my demon. No, so I'll like, but I won't go for walks down that street because it's a big. Well, it's big hilly and it's a.
Can I just connect
walk,
your
but
dots?
Also, yes.
What if this little gray thing you're seeing that stands on its hind legs behind trees and looks at you is your demon?
Yeah, you know that was part of it. That was part of what I thought. It was around the same time that I had seen that thing, and I'm like, okay, well, this is just like a projection. Of this Pazuzu that's
did you do anything about it? Did you tell anyone? Did you tell your wife or your friends?
I told my friends and they said it was probably not a demon.
Oh.
And you know,
well, what do they know?
And you know it was compelling. I was like, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Did you I'm not saying you took it to a scientist or the FBI, but mm-mm. Did you ever analyze this demon booker stuff?
Nope. Never really did anything with it.
Did you touch it?
Yes, but then I would wash my hands because I would be like, what is this?
What's a better, like, whenever you looked this up, what was the clinical term for the droppings that would fall onto the table?
I don't even remember. Okay. I remember when I was a kid reading about demons and like how to know if you're possessed. And I felt like one of them was that like just sort of strange materials would just kind of like show up around you.
Dogs barking.
Dogs barking. That's a big one.
My favorite is that he avoided the hill because he didn't want to get possessed by a demon again, but also it was pretty hilly.
Also, yeah. I mean, it's a windy, hilly street. I don't want to walk up and down all that. But also, there's one time my brother was
I
drunk.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yeah. That was the best.
I was too busy doing an impression. That's awesome.
One time my brother was drunk and he walked through that to get home from the bar, and I was like, what are you doing? There's
I'm
ghosts.
Just hitching a ride.
Are you out of your mind?
I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to get possessed again. Plus, it's pretty hilly.
Yep. That's
plus, every time I walk through it, I hear dogs barking jingle bells.
I am Ashtar, the least threatening of all the demons. I'll only be here for a while. Just gonna wipe my booger on the table and then I'll be out of your hair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.